Tangent Technologies sales signals peak appetite for U.S. manufacturing platforms positioned for reshoring. Platinum Equity has acquired Tangent Technologies from Sterling Group, marking the latest exit in a manufacturing sector, experiencing sustained demand tailwinds and heightened private equity activity. The transaction, announced in July 2026, follows a period of record performance across industrial manufacturers and signals continued appetite for platform assets with exposure to reshoring, infrastructure, and advanced manufacturing trends. Financial terms were not disclosed, but the transaction arrives as industrial fundamentals strengthen across multiple channels. Nucor Corp. President and COO Steve Laxton told analysts in late July that demand is broad enough and strong enough in enough channels to sustain growth for several years, driven by reshoring and multi-year capital investment cycles. Illinois Tool Works Inc. posted its most profitable quarter in company history during Q2 2026, with every division exceeding historical growth trends. The Sterling Group, a Houston-based middle-market firm focused on basic manufacturing and industrial services, typically holds portfolio companies for 5 to 7 years before exit. Platinum Equity, known for operational value creation and buy-and-build strategies, adds Tangent Technologies to a portfolio heavy on industrial platforms positioned for add-on acquisitions. Manufacturing sector sees multi-year tailwinds the backdrop for this transaction, reflects a structural shift in U.S. industrial demand. Nucor set a second consecutive record for steel mill shipments in Q2 2026, and management estimates overall demand growth of approximately 2% in 2026, with strength expected to continue, at least for the next couple of years in that same band or more. ITW raised its 2026 organic sales outlook after posting gains across all 7 divisions, with management forecasting sales of $1.8 billion or more per segment. Key demand drivers include energy infrastructure investments, data center expansion, and reshoring of advanced manufacturing. These trends create favorable conditions for industrial platforms like Tangent Technologies, which serve multiple end markets and benefit from broad-based capital expenditure cycles. The manufacturing sector has also seen increased deal activity in 2026. While Tangent Technologies' transaction details remain undisclosed, comparable industrial platform exits in recent years have commanded EBITDA multiples in the 10 times to 14 times range, depending on end market exposure and growth profile. Sterling Group's decision to exit now suggests confidence in current valuation levels and recognition of strong buyer demand for quality industrial assets. Platinum Equity's operational playbook, Platinum Equity, brings a track record of scaling manufacturing platforms through operational improvement and strategic acquisitions. The firm's approach typically involves investing in systems, talent, and capacity expansion to position assets for revenue growth. For Tangent Technologies, this likely means access to capital for add-on acquisitions, geographic expansion, or capacity investments to serve growing end markets. The acquisition also reflects Platinum's view that current industrial tailwinds justify aggressive positioning. With Nucor management citing fundamental reshoring and fundamental capital investment cycles that are probably multi-year in nature, buyers like Platinum see opportunity to build value over a 5 to 7 year hold period before pursuing their own exit. Platinum's willingness to transact in mid-2026 contrasts with the more cautious stance many private equity firms took in 2024 and 2025, when interest rate volatility and economic uncertainty compressed deal volumes. The rebound in manufacturing activity and clearer macroeconomic outlook have reopened the mergers and acquisitions window for industrial assets. Sterling Group's exit timing. Sterling Group's exit from Tangent Technologies follows a pattern of disciplined portfolio management. The firm focuses on basic manufacturing and industrial services businesses with EBITDA between $10 million and $50 million at entry, typically deploying capital to expand capacity, improve operations, and pursue strategic add-ons before exiting to larger private equity firms or strategics. The timing of this exit aligns with peak industrial demand conditions. Manufacturing indicators including new orders, executive optimism, and capital investment plans all point to continued expansion into 2027. By exiting at a market high, Sterling maximizes returns for its limited partners while transferring the asset to a buyer with capital and operational resources to capitalize on the next phase of growth. Sterling's portfolio strategy emphasizes recurring revenue, mission-critical products, and exposure to secular growth trends. Tangent Technologies presumably checked these boxes, making it an attractive hold during the post-pandemic industrial recovery and a natural exit candidate as valuations reached attractive levels. The Plecamium view this transaction crystallizes a broader theme: industrial manufacturing assets with exposure to infrastructure, energy, and reshoring trends are in the sweet spot of institutional capital allocation. The convergence of Nuker's record shipments, ITW's historic profitability, and private equity firms like Platinum aggressively pursuing industrial platforms signals a multi-year upcycle that savvy allocators should not ignore. Our analysis suggests that mid-market manufacturing platforms, particularly those serving energy infrastructure and data center end markets, will command premium valuations through 2027. Nuker's guidance of sustained 2% demand growth understates the opportunity. Data center power requirements alone are driving unprecedented investment in electrical infrastructure, power distribution equipment, and cooling systems. Steel, fabricated metal products, and precision components all benefit. The second-order play here is not Tangent Technology specifically, but the broader universe of founder-owned or smaller private equity-backed manufacturers serving these end markets. Platinum's acquisition sets a valuation benchmark and validates the strategic rationale for building scale in fragmented industrial niches. Expect accelerated consolidation in subsectors like electrical components, HVAC systems, industrial automation, and specialty metal fabrication. The risk: this is a late-cycle move. Industrial demand cycle typically lasts 3 to 5 years from trough to peak. If we entered the upcycle in 2024, we are now in year 3. Buyers acquiring in mid-2026 are betting on at least 2 more years of strong demand to execute operational improvements before facing tougher exit conditions in 2028 or 2029. Platinum's track record suggests confidence in that timeline, but the margin for error narrows with each passing quarter. What institutional allocators should watch: manufacturing new orders data, industrial capacity utilization rates, and steel mill shipment trends. Nuker's guidance provides a real-time read on demand. If shipments plateau or new orders soften in Q3 or Q4 2026, the industrial consolidation thesis weakens materially. Conversely, if demand sustains into 2027, as Nuker and ITW executives expect, the risk-reward for acquiring manufacturing platforms remains favorable. The bottom line: Sterling Group's exit from Tangent Technologies and Platinum Equity's willingness to acquire reflect a manufacturing sector experiencing structural tailwinds that extend beyond typical cyclical demand. With Nuker forecasting multi-year growth driven by reshoring and capital investment cycles, and ITW posting record profitability across all divisions, industrial platforms command premium valuations and heightened buyer interest. The transaction validates the strategic thesis that exposure to energy infrastructure, data centers, and advanced manufacturing justifies aggressive positioning by institutional capital. Allocators should monitor manufacturing indicators closely. Sustained demand into 2027 confirms a multi-year opportunity, while any softening in new orders or capacity utilization would signal the cycle is maturing faster than current market pricing reflects. For now, the data supports continued consolidation in fragmented industrial niches, with mid-market platforms serving critical infrastructure needs positioned to command double-digit EBITDA multiples and attract strategic or financial buyers with capital to deploy.